Swipe Red Radio, playing the hits you love. Comedy, indie music, and anything they f***ing want. RyeBreadRadio.com. Rye Bread Radio Show. Keep it locked here.
Broadcasting live!
Oh my god, was that an echo?
Yeah!
Oh my god.
That's right, and a number to call in if you want to tune in and be a part of this conversation is 773-997-2751.
Empire.
Our guests today are two people that have been on the show before. Great.
I'm a person.
People. I love them.
Oh, that's nice.
James Fritz is here.
Thank you, but I question whether you even know what love is.
Are you kidding me, man? You know how many songs I've listened to that have the word love in them?
Three. Name them all.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
Boom.
Love is a verb.
Love is a battlefield.
That's by John Mayer. Love is a battlefield.
That your second love song was a Mayer jam?
Yeah. That's,
and the first one is I Want to Know What Love Is. That from the point of view of someone that doesn't know what love is.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. He doesn't even know.
I kind of do. I loved once.
No, I meant the dude who wrote the once. Song.
Oh, really? Meatloaf.
That wasn't Meatloaf.
What am I thinking of?
How dare you? Just the loaf on Rye Bread Radio. He's a form of bread.
Oh, that's James Fritz. Also joining us, Hamey Campbell.
That's right.
How are you, man?
James. Well,
it's been a long time, man.
It has.
What the hell's going on here? Why would it take you so long? You were our first guest here in this study.
I remember.
And then you just vanished.
Hey, man.
Where'd you go?
You know where to find me.
10 miles.
All right.
At the playground theater.
I'm not just going to knock on your door and be like, hey, I'm on the show today.
I wish you would. I honestly wish
all right.
more that, guests would take I that initiative. Start doing it.
That's how I got booked, actually.
Starting to drop in.
And, of course, my co-host is here, Brian Sweeney. You're taking notes, man.
Damn.
I am.
Those are a lot of notes. What are
Thank
you doing?
You. I just have a notebook. There's no, it's just a bunch of words I wrote down.
Yeah.
Free association.
What, okay. What? Read us a hot jam.
No, I'm...
Don't be shy of your art. Put it out.
This one's an ode to Pink.
Yes. Pink, where have you gone? Mm. Why isn't your hair pink anymore? I miss you. I miss you. I miss you.
I wrote a song about pink once. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It went a little something like, pink is the color of my... Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
That was Aerosmith featuring
Aerosmith
James
Fritz. In their prime.
Was that an old jam? Wait a minute. See, you guys are older than I am, so I don't know anything about this Aerosmith.
But the two love songs you referenced are from 1980. Yeah. Lame.
I did say John Mayer. That's from his new album, Born and Raised, okay? Love is a verb. You need to pick it up. Seriously.
Would
I give it
John Mayer?
Two stars.
You're moving Mayer units.
Man,
two thumbs. Become? Well, yeah, well, are you kidding me? That man is the truth.
You corporate whore.
He's the truth, though, man. He did a jam with Kanye West 2 years ago.
Is he Proving broke? Because he's now doing, like, session work on SNL with Frank Ocean.
Yeah, he was on there.
Yep.
I saw the screen caps. I was
like, Frank Ocean, stop getting whiter.
No, it's
guy.
A... Jam
You're
Mayer.
Already bi, so yeah. The black community hates you.
Yeah,
remember, or won't listen to you in public. But
we kind of tolerate them, though. Yeah. I went to the South Side recently here in Chicago, and I did like a small survey. Some of the kids that I know around the corner are like, "Hey, man, what y'all think about that Frank Ocean, man?" Yeah. Like, man, I don't know, man.
What?
You know, he
did they call him a sucker SMC?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, those kids can be harsh.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I like it. I like the fact that he's doing things with John Mayer and
he's doing
you know.
Kind of
you think he's doing more than that with John? Sense. Johnny M?
Obviously.
I don't know.
That's what they do. That's the Frank Ocean.
You know
way.
These artist types. We know what that means.
Yeah. Did you guys
putting a capo on that dick?
Did you
Fathers
see
Fathers be good to your daughters? Yeah. You think, those his lyrics?
Yeah, those are. Yeah. That's John Mayer.
Oh, what a.
See, so I'm glad you guys are jumping on this John Mayer bandwagon.
You know what?
This
I'm in. Cool
just all in.
Sure. Just you know what I want to do? I want to walk through the halls of my high school.
Yeah.
And get arrested because I don't have a visitor's pass.
Oh, man. Well, I want to thank you both.
If John Mayer was black.
He is kind of
black. White motherfuckers can just walk through the halls of the high school. If he's a black motherfucker, yeah. He'd be in jail.
Absolutely. No, remember, he got in trouble for
walking
saying
through the halls
that
of his...
he's accepted in the black community because he said that he has a N-word.
That's
pass.
Not the no. He also said it on stage. He was like, ah, blah 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 blah, N-word.
Right.
Remember?
He was on one goddamn Chappelle sketch and he thought he was black.
Right. Yeah. You know, he did one song with Kanye. He was like, oh, I guess I'm black now.
I'm pretty sure he did a song
I
with
touch Questlove's hair. I'm a brother, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because black people listen to The Roots.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch.
It doesn't happen. It coffee happened. Shop chicks and white dudes.
You date one fat white chick, suddenly. No. All right.
Who's that, Jessica Simpson?
I don't know.
She's sexual napalm.
That's not body shame.
Yeah. Oh.
And Jennifer Aniston.
Let's not body shame our female listeners, okay?
Hey, ladies.
None of our female listeners that I've ever met in person are of a certain stature that I would appreciate.
They're mostly gross.
Ooh. That was the nicest way an asshole's ever said anything. Or they're not? That's like a politician being a fucking scumbag frat guy at a bar.
Let me reiterate. Let me clear
a body type that I would appreciate.
I would appreciate.
I'm not saying you're gross. I'm just saying I don't appreciate the way you look.
You're saying it's all wrong.
Is that a polite? That's a polite way of putting it, though. I mean, I don't want to discriminate or, you know, kind of ostracize a certain community.
Oh, look at $5 word Charlie over here.
You know? Yeah.
I'm just saying your body's not art.
Talking like a real John
I'm just
Mayer.
Saying you didn't have to eat that.
Over and over again?
You don't have to.
I like that it's one super thin dude and three fat guys having this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, it's what we need.
I mean, you look great, Jamie.
Hey, man.
You're?
I'm wearing a lot of layers.
You're husky.
You are. You are.
Of cellulite.
Yep.
A lot of layers of cellulite.
That's right.
You got to bulk up. Winter's coming.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Midwestern. We're thin.
Actually, I got cast in a movie that I have to be fat for. Like, I was wanting to lose some weight. And now that's now my excuse.
This is a...
You're like De Niro in Raging Bull.
I don't want another beer, but...
I'm method.
Pasta.
Speaking of which, so, Jamie, you are a celebrity.
Well, you know.
I saw you in a sandwich commercial.
I did. What? After Cousin Subs, I did a commercial recently.
They're not here in Chicago, though.
No, the commercial's airing, obviously, on the internet, and then in, I believe, Wisconsin and Arizona.
Is it one of those ones that, like, pops up? That you when you go to a website and it pops up.
It hasn't popped up for me, but it might pop up for someone else.
In residuals.
In years.
But like people in Wisconsin have like sent me a message or a tweet that's like, oh, I just saw you.
Yeah.
On TV.
You getting any hot TV puss?
No. Just cold TV puss.
Mm-hmm. Cold cuts.
Yep.
Did you hook up with the CEO? It's a woman.
Obviously.
What?
The woman.
Start letting that happen.
Owns the Subway. No, that's. I just think it's amazing. It's a
that a woman is capable of making a sandwich.
Next
it's
thing
a
you know.
Franchise, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, and an attractive woman. She sells the sandwiches, does not eat them.
Yeah, her husband does all the work, though. We all know that.
That's
I'm just kidding. She eats them all. Just throws them up later.
Which is
like a good woman.
Bulimia is pretty.
If you want to be on my TV, yeah. I want to smell the bile in the back of your throat.
You know,
I think that's fair.
And I believe in the King of Queens quotient.
Yeah.
Was
keep the women hot.
Sure.
But let big men fuck them.
Kevin James' new movie, he's married to Salma Hayek, I believe.
Get the fuck out of church.
Are you serious?
Yes. Why is that weird? That makes sense.
Why is it normal?
Because Salma Hayek's over 40, I guess?
It's not going to happen for you or us, okay?
No,
it's weird.
Yes.
What is Salma fucking Hayek, the hottest woman on the planet?
It's the Woody Allen way that you are in... Well,
Woody Allen
write this
wasn't three bills, though.
No.
Yeah, but he
was way worse, I feel.
Physically, that guy is
I feel guys or women would prefer... Like, if Jamie Campbell...
But Woody Allen was an intellectual type. Like, he wasn't a fat clown falling on a banana peel and then eating it.
But he still has his charm, though. I mean, he's a husky, good-looking dude. Yes. You know? He's a husky, good-looking dude.
Jimmy Campbell
this is
the
what
full
I'm talking about.
Package, I feel.
Well, this is what I'm
the
talking about.
The intellectual, the beauty.
Fucking body-shaming women, calling them fat, and then like, oh, fucking King of Queens, I'd hit that.
Well, I mean, come on.
Fucking double standard.
Think about it, though. It's a different standard, you know? Like,
why?
Like, look at Jamie.
Why is that a different standard?
If Jamie were a woman...
I'd fuck
build
the,
the same
out.
Way he's.
I'll do it. I don't even need.
You'll
the
do it right now.
Part.
I've got a surprise for you guys.
Oh my!
I've been waiting for the right woman.
I don't.
Is this part of the role?
That's it. Yep. I play a fat woman.
The best way to I don't see gender. So I just bone.
Really? You're not looking close enough?
I know. But hey, I'm so politically correct that I just
fuck
anything.
Oh, they're very small.
Yeah,
it's a small female penis. Are you okay with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'm cool with that clit, girl. And those balls that I call them vulvas.
Oh, God. I was close to vomiting.
Just
going to
drill a hole in my sack? I don't know how that's going to work.
It's okay, baby. Oh. Calm down.
Ugh. Oh, man. All right. Well,
this is how it works.
I don't like your sexy radio.
I'm either body shaming or
he puts on the bass
sexy.
Thick.
Yes.
So I guess we're not doing a clean show today.
Well, I guess not. No. I guess we're not. No.
Not after the CEO.
Sorry, Texas Radio.
No. Well, we're off of Texas.
Oh.
Only St. Louis. No, because we had a... I don't even remember. That was a long time ago. That was our first show.
See
we
how
got
long
kicked
it's been?
Off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember?
Was that the
same? Because
Oren came in. He was here that day and yelled some...
We were.
Stuff.
I don't remember what we were talking about that show, but honestly, I'm at the point where it's like, you know, I don't care, man. I don't care, man. You know, we're going into a new what? You don't like my voice?
No, I didn't. It was weird. I thought,
why are you making fun of my voice?
I thought it was like a new character.
No. What do you? All right. See, James, this is what you need to understand about me. When I get angered,
why are you angry? Right.
I'm not. It no, hurt. No, no.
What?
It's like it's a vocal Hulk that comes out of me. All right. So it's like when I get angry.
The Hulk.
Yes, the Volk. Like my voice kind of transforms into this, like this inner city man. I'm a town for this man. Don't be messing with me.
You just sound confused. You don't sound upset.
Do you do?
Yeah, you're befuddled Hulk.
Do you do like a making love character when you're making love?
I'm confused.
It's the same one.
I'm so frustrated.
I don't even know.
Slow down.
Sure.
Okay. All right, now repeat that to me again, but slower, man. Come on.
Wait, are we all doing black characters?
I need auditory processing.
Oh, man, this is the Blaxploit cast.
Mine was Haitian.
But I want to talk about...
I picked up a bit.
I want to talk about James first, and then we're going to talk about you, Jamie.
Oh, we're going to talk about your vulva,
your
psoriasis problem.
Totally explore that vulva.
Your Mariah Carey's problem.
Well, I'll rub on my warming liquid while you guys...
Oh, put on your soothing salve.
My soupy sail.
So, James.
That's his topical cream.
That's what you call yourself when you're walking the streets.
Yep. That bitch gave
me soupy
sails.
James, so you're leaving us, man. What the hell's going on here?
You made me mad.
The word on the street is that you're leaving us. What are you laughing at, man? You're making fun of a man.
You didn't say a word.
You said the word on the street.
The word on the street is that you got mixed up with the wrong people and they ran you out of town. This is true.
I did start a dance gang by the docks and shit got intense.
Jets or sharks?
And now I got a 23 skidoo myself to LA.
No, so I
got
you weren't able to keep it cool. Out of here.
I was not able to keep it cool.
You didn't snap hard enough, did you?
Yeah, snapping really helps. I feel like your life would be a lot. You'd be improved mentally and physically if you just started snapping.
Okay.
It's a way to deal with things. Is all I'm saying.
What? How does it help? I don't understand.
It does.
Explain this, Dr. Sweeney.
All you have to do is watch West Side Story. It's not what I came up
you
with. It's just the teachings
that
of West Side Story.
Nothing.
You got to keep it cool,
don't
man.
They all die.
Real cool.
Yeah, they all stab each other at the same time.
Not if you turn
it's
it
like
off.
It's like Reservoir Dogs.
Here we go.
They snap each other to death.
It's a great scene, and the greatest scene in cinematography.
Somebody's
but you're leaving us. You're going to L.A.?
Yeah, man.
You're packing up your bags and moving to La La Land.
You know, it's all because like I heard this Billy Joel song where he talks about his buddy giving him a stand-up routine in L.A., and I was like, that sounds nice. No one?
Billy
all right. John Mayer.
Yeah.
Now Billy Joel.
The stand-up routine
in L.A.
LA.
Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. My life. My life, motherfucker.
Didn't he make a song called Say Goodbye to Hollywood?
He was very conflicted.
That was Eminem.
Say goodbye to Hollywood, bitch!
Ted Nugent?
I'm
from 10 Mile.
You're confusing me like crazy.
I'm 1 mile tougher than Eminem. I'm 10 Mile.
Yeah.
That's bad math.
But he's 8 miles.
How many hoods do you wear?
That's how tough he is. He's bad at math.
I'm also so hardcore. Yeah, I can't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
We measure toughness by how far we can jog. 10 miles.
I would love to watch Eminem power walk.
You know he does.
Like hardcore power walking.
With his hood up.
Well, come on, Haley, let's go.
Remember he got real fat? Like he got the 300 pounds or something, and then
yeah, but that was in private, though. He didn't.
But he was a dude, so it was cool, and we still wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. Well, he was just Howard Hughes-ing it, like, in his mansion, just hanging out, and then he came back. He got the 50 body.
Yeah.
He
did the... And then he dyed his hair black, which I thought was the weirdest thing.
Well, it was his reinvention. Mm-hmm. So it was his
reinvention. He already, like, dyed his soul black.
Yeah, he has soul.
Is that a ethnic reference?
I'm just saying he's dead inside.
Aw. He has a child, all right? He has a small little sparkle in his heart.
That's right.
All right, if he didn't have Haley, he would be a dead man.
Who knows where he would be if it weren't for Haley?
Yeah. She's tattooed on my arm.
Like, he gave her life, but in a way...
From his balls.
She gave him life. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. That is some shit.
Coming this fall.
You know what I'm saying?
That NBC.
Eminem and Haley.
Man.
Eminem and Haley. This fall.
There's going to be some CBS. Philosophical shit being dropped in L.A.
Right after the reboot of Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
2.5 mile.
Come on, Haley, let's go. I got to make my next album.
I think my dad's going crazy.
Daddy, why you
I
hate
almost
mama?
Hot coffee spit took in your mouth. In your face.
Haley's got to be like 15 or 16.
She's 17. She's almost
she's
there.
Ready.
She's
ready.
She's
almost, ready she's almost there.
Yep. How's she looking?
She looks great.
A little fat.
She needs to work on her thighs a little.
Fucking chunky ass 15-year-old bitch. You know what I mean?
Living in a mansion.
Come on.
Hanging out with Dr. Dre's kids. It's the weirdest thing. If you see the pictures of her hanging out with Dr. Dre's kids on the internet,
the ones
it's
are
the
left.
Weirdest thing. What do you mean?
That is a horrible. When his son just
he
died
killed
of
all
a
his
drug
kids?
Over, overdose.
Who's?
Dr. Dre's kid died of a drug overdose like a
happen?
Year ago, aww. A year and a half ago. But if you make the chronic and you really talk to your kids about drugs,
it was a different time.
Yeah, but he still
we didn't
talks
know
about
the
it.
Hurtful effects of marijuana use.
Yeah, but if you make Traffic, you can. Like, if you play the bad drug person. If you make Requiem for a Dream, you can. Mm-hmm. Why does his music have to be real?
Because that's what because that's how he presents himself.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, things just ain't the same for gangsters.
So I guess all the Marley children should just be lined up and shot.
Except for Ziggy. I like Ziggy.
I think they should have.
Ziggy's
they,
good.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
A lot of people don't know, but Barb Marley drew Ziggy.
He drew Ziggy.
Yeah, Ziggy Marley. Yeah. Isn't that that's his name? He has a son named Ziggy.
Like,
yeah.
Ziggy is not
you're
funny,
tough.
But if you're blazed, hilarious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You really get it.
Yeah.
Ziggy was the Olympic mascot back in the 90s.
Nope.
Yes?
No.
I will look it up.
Back
internet.
When you were all
bitch.
Wearing flannel in a coffee shop, Ziggy was out there. Portraying the goddamn country.
Oh, you're talking about that big nose cartoon character that's in the comics.
Yes.
There's
whoops.
More than one.
The one he has a bird land on, or butterfly land
we
on.
We all
his
know
nose.
The Jews run the comic strip media.
United Artists Syndicate, more like Israel.
Blondie, Jew. Dagwood, Jew.
You look at a Dagwood sandwich, no cheese on it.
Wizard of Id, Jew.
Hagar the Horrible, Stein.
The Lockhorns.
Horns.
Do I have to mention it?
Thank you.
H.R. Poffenstaff.
That was not in the papers.
But
okay.
He was still I saw the movie this morning. He was talking
what
with
is
an
this
accent.
Guy? Where did this guy come back?
What guy?
This black guy.
The black
the
guy
black
who
confused?
Watches
everybody
legal.
At home
the
thinks there are like 13 people on this show.
Wait, I'm confused. Which is a zigzag? Yeah.
Come on, ma'am.
Zigzag? You got a zigzag?
See, this is the thing. All right, so there's a bit of a dialect that exists in the community, the African American community.
I thought you meant the podcast community.
The podcast community, uh-huh. Where we all have this, we take on this voice when we get excited about something
or confused,
angered or confused about something.
When you have an emotional reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. When you have an authentic emotional reaction.
When you're being your real self.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. You know. And then this voice just comes out of you and you just, you can't control it, you know.
Like, it's like that video of like the newscaster when like the
bug,
the black guy, yeah.
I've watched it like 10 million times. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's like,
hello on the screen. Motherfucker, get the goddamn crap. Shit.
Man, I'm thinking this, man. What is this, man? Things flying. I'm sorry about that, Bill, but I got to take care of this. Man, what the fuck was that, man? Yeah, damn.
This country ass shit.
Man, was that camera still on me? Cut the camera off, man. You still, this is live, bitch. Damn. Pissed off, man. Boom, get that fucking boom out of my face.
It's so good.
God damn. All right, I'm sorry about that. Can we do another take, please?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Bill latte. Curtis did latte. The same thing in latte. 1985.
Latte. Zebra. Zebra. Okay, I got it. All right, good. All right.
Wheat grass.
Wheat
grass.
Pontoons.
Raise the roof.
Miley Cyrus. All right, I'm ready to do the news.
Downward dog.
Miley Cyrus matrimony with Ziggy Marley.
Bikram.
Oh, I'm going to have to learn all that shit.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, moving to L.A., you're going to have to learn how to talk proper, man.
You know what you'll never see out there? Those are California Pizza Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say raisins.
Those two.
No, those they're back.
What?
All they do is just walk around putting out Christmas albums. Selling that shit, man.
That was almost blackface, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were the Temptations. They were supposed to be the Temptations, but they wanted to market it to kids
because
you can't market human men, I guess, singing to kids. So they made them raisins. What's the closest to being black old men that we can get without
wrinkly and brown?
Yeah.
Hey, what's a black snack? Yes.
Prunes. How about singing prunes?
No, too big, too big, too threatening.
I know what it's not. Pussies. Brothers, don't be eating no pussy. Yeah. Am I right, fellas? Come on, I ain't no suck ass bitch.
And then the Blind Boys of Alabama just.
It ain't gonna be the man.
They took it and ran.
They stole all the California raisins to eat. The Blind Boys of Alabama. Is that a beef?
The California raisins are the Pete Best of the world. The black guys singing.
Was
group?
That an East Coast, West Coast beef? And the Blind Boys?
It was. That's why they had to go underground for a long time.
I was
time.
Never comfortable with Blind Boys of Alabama. That's a little.
Oh,
yeah. Any blind equal adult men of Alabama? Boys? I'm not comfortable with that.
So I just did some quick research.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys know about this, but so the California Raisins,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were singing all that jazz stuff back in the 80s.
They were singing jazz.
All that
hot. They were. I heard it through the grapevine. Marvin Gaye.
You know, they're singing jazz.
That R&B stuff.
Oh, you know? Grapevine, yep. I just got that.
You know, Gone Joel Train, that kind of singing the jazz.
And then in the 90s came, and then they started
Lithium.
Yeah, they started to shift more to like the hip hop and you know that type of
Glycerine
music.
Glycerine they covered by Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like you don't even have to change the bass line much to go from I Heard It Through the Grapevine to Come As You Are.
It's true. It's all soul music, man.
And then
it's all been done.
They got into this whole thing where they were They were trying to teach kids that, hey, man, if you want to learn something, you got to go to the library. So they made these commercials that aired in the morning on Channel 7. I just pulled it up here.
Oh, shit.
It's the California Raisins singing books. Check them out. They inspired me to go to the library when
this
I was a little
kid.
This
also a Marvin Gaye cover.
Books. Check them out. This is good. Books. Check them out. Pick up a book. You got a fantasy, the way you wanna be. Are you curious? How can you find out? Books, check them out.
Yeah.
Books,
I remember that.
Check them out.
You remember this? Yeah.
Read about stars and cars, play
electric guitar.
The cops that work hard,
patrolling the boulevard.
The heavyweight champion is crazy as foul. Books, check them out. Books, check them out.
Where?
At your library.
Oh,
thanks, man. I was wondering. I wasn't gonna figure that out on my own.
That was awesome.
I'm glad they told me.
Where can I get that
they
book
didn't make
just titled Rap?
Rap.
There is a book.
Rap, the book.
I'm looking for Rap.
By Author J.
By Ellie Weiss.
Ellie Weiss.
I did love the raisins, though.
Yeah.
I collected, like, the little plastic figurines, mm-hmm.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, they had the one with the drum set or the saxophone.
Was that Hardee's?
Yeah. Hardee's.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Total Recall. Eyes bugging out on the moon of Mars.
I had all of those. They were amazing. They couldn't.
Well, I had more.
Really?
No.
Man.
I'd like one.
Shit. Do you guys remember Mac Tonight at McDonald's around that
hell
time?
Hell yes.
Also racist. Big moon face motherfucking blind.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Because they had the late drive-thru.
Yeah.
That was their way to advertise the late drive-thru. Right around the time that the McDLT went out of style.
Right around the time the obesity rate skyrocketed.
Hey, man. That was right when I got my first pair of tits.
Check them out.
Tits. Check them out. Tits at your local library.
Do they have them there?
Yeah.
They're usually covered in a camisole.
Oh. Camisole? No, you didn't.
Your first pair, what'd you do with them?
I just looked at them. I was like, dance around.
Did a pretty little dance.
Why are my nipples bigger than a quarter? This is making gym class tough.
But you were making some change in that class, weren't you, girl?
Oh, shit. My teacher was pissed.
She's jealous?
Yeah, I had bigger tits than my teacher. And Mr. Burchett was a fat man.
Come on, ladies. Do you have any more songs?
Oh, man. I'm really, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Wait, you sound confused, but white.
No, because I'm looking at the California Raisins. They had an illustrious career
They had a nice run.
The 80s and 90s.
I think there was a cartoon, Saturday morning cartoon, was there?
Maybe.
I think, are you serious? No way. Remember, was it a cartoon or was it like a claymated thing?
No, I remember when they blew up and became prunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Moved to Delaware.
Come on. Did we really go there? Oh, that was.
Hello, LA.
Sorry, I'm plum tuckered out.
We gotta get this guy. I smell development, dude.
Oh, man.
We love what you do with the plum stuff.
Yeah, you got any more fruit humor? That's the gay stuff.
So, James, James, you're leaving us, which is going to suck. You see, stop saying no one cares, man. You're having a going away show at Jamie's place.
Works,
I call it Jamie's place.
Yeah, well, it kind of is these days.
Coming to NBC.
That's much more folksy,
fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I canceled my show to give him that time slot. Yeah. I was psyched that they wanted to do it there.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was like a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this fucking is a big thing.
Well, I'll fucking take it somewhere else. I don't care.
No, too fucking late. I got
the raisins.
We got shit on our website now. We can't go back.
Oh, I've seen your website. There's shit all over it.
Shit all over your computer. And when you bring other sites up, it just looks like there's shit all over them.
So is your face.
Check it out. Yeah, check out the last show, Comedy Sports with a Z, Friday night, October 12th, midnight. In the Garden of Good and Sheevil.
Now, can we bring alcohol to this thing? Because I was hoping
to get... They sell alcohol.
We sell alcohol there, and the bar will be open.
Totally sneak some of it. What?
I work there, and that's all I'm saying.
I don't get a cut of the bar sale, so go ahead and just...
Oh, shit. All right.
Don't worry, I'll hook you up, Jamie, okay.
All right. We are...
as long as Jamie wets his beak, he doesn't care.
He'll hook you up with the old, okay, if you know what I mean.
As long as I get a taste.
You won't get the whole thing.
Don't leave me out.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this show. Not because I
finally
want you to...
Finally, you will be leaving.
No, not because I want James to leave, more so because it seems like it's going to be a big extravaganza. You know, my favorite sisters are going to be there. The Pittsburgh sister... I mean, I'm sorry. Putterboss sisters are going to be there.
Clearly your favorites.
He acted like he messed it up, but he knew what he was doing.
Yep.
That burns.
He totally knew what he was doing. Good, you old stitch.
Wasn't that good? Ain't I a stinker? I'm such a stinker. I smelt my armpits. Yeah.
Is it too early to start drinking?
You want to? Well, you just took coffee. You were up since 9 a.m.
You said I just took coffee.
Yeah, you took coffee intravenously, all right? You took it, man.
Yeah, I was up till 10 a.m.
Yeah, you were snorting coffee over. Do you really want to do a beer?
I was doing a line of grind.
Of grounded.
A line of grimes. Yeah. Love crimes. Frank Ocean.
Yeah, but no, the Putterboss sisters.
I'm out!
That's how he ends his sets.
Well, it's on a Danny Callis Jr. stop. That's a good group.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun. And it's midnight, too.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Sullivan.
The witching hour.
CJ Sullivan. Who else?
These are big names.
Dick names.
Joe McCann.
Dick names will be there.
Dick names, the old Catskills comedian. How you doing? I'm Little Dicky Names.
And then the next day, you're leaving.
Such a cute kid.
You're leaving us, and then do you have a place?
Maybe like 2 days later.
Okay, do you have a place to stay out there?
Why are you
getting up in my fucking
personal
business? I got some connections, man. I'm trying to help you out.
Hey, don't you worry about me. I got mine.
I know a shit.
I know the motherfucking raisins.
Okay.
Of California.
You gonna eat them?
You hanging out with these Detroit raisins. I know the California fucking raisins, son. No, I'll be fine. It's good. I'm excited.
And what about...
I am running ragged, I've had shows every night for like 2 weeks. Like, so I don't even know if you people are real right now.
You have a show tonight, too.
Yup.
You're a fucking beast, man.
I'm in beast mode.
Beast mode.
Have you got sunscreen?
I've been pre-applying it.
You know that.
You just want to plan ahead. Yeah. You don't want to get there and not have it and be like, fuck, because sometimes they run out.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Sure. It's popular stuff.
But you think that, of all places, they'd have the most stockpiled.
Gas prices.
Economy. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
No pointing.
Like
there was pointing going on in the studio.
It was like a you're right point, though.
Yeah, I'm an OCD man about that, so you can't really...
You're an OCD man?
Yeah. So no pointing. I don't like it. Is this okay? Is this a rule that we can
abide by? Whatever.
Okay, I'm sorry if that's...
What about a general gesture in a direction?
You can gesture. You can do this.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's my kryptonite. Don't touch Jamie.
What if that side of my cheek just opened up?
Is that how it happened, Jamie?
Yep, Fritz just ran his finger across.
Yeah. What are you, Hellraiser? You just touch someone's face and their skin comes apart?
I'm Heckraiser. Let's keep it clean.
Jesus whip.
Hey, everybody. I'm Heckraiser. Just going to raise some heck.
Oh, so what's on the show today? We got some topics.
We got some topics here. Well, I wanted to talk about you.
I don't know.
I think you're afraid to talk about yourself.
Hey, no one cares.
No, well, obviously,
if no one cared about comedians' personal lives when you're not famous.
Why would you say that? What is this, Comics Unleashed?
Oh, I am leashed.
You want me to be that black? What's that black dude with the bald head and
Steve Harvey?
And no, it's not Steve Harvey.
Byron Allen.
Is it Byron Allen or Byron
Williams? Are you okay? Like since Steve Harvey announced he was quitting comedy?
No.
He did?
But he's going into radio,
It seems
though.
Like a part of you died that day.
He's going into radio, though, so.
He's been in radio.
Well,
for
now he's going
years.
Further into it.
Mm. He's getting all up in them guts. Yeah. In them radio guts.
He's getting all up in there. You got a golden microphone.
I know.
That motherfucker's got a golden microphone, man.
What happened when you think
like
that?
I watched Family Feud recently. You know, he's hosting that.
Yeah.
Humble
and
brag.
And they can't say, yeah, it's a real humble brag. Mm. I had a TV once. I was in a deli that had it on. And they had the category of, like, what are things that women, like, that men tell women about themselves to get them to date? And they couldn't say, has a big old dick.
Right,
because it's Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it had, in quotes, I have a big meatloaf.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was their version of a big old dick on Family Feud.
Wait, and so what, like 12 people said meatloaf as a synonym for cock?
Hey, ladies, I got a big meatloaf.
But was that on the board?
It was on the board.
I'm starting to not trust their studies.
And what number?
Oh, it was the last one.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you hear the whole audience because they call them out when they're like, and let's see what we missed.
Oh,
have a big meatloaf.
But Steve Harvey did that thing where he's always like, ugh. Like, Steve Harvey always has to be like, shame on all of you.
I can't believe you say that.
He brings up church a lot for Family Feud.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, well, it's a Christian show, though. It's a Christian...
No, it's not. It's
yes,
a game
it is.
Show. Yeah. Capitalism.
It's a
the
Christian,
opposite of Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? You clearly haven't been watching it for years.
Are you fucking kidding me? You want to talk to me about the feud?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
They let a morbidly obese gay man run it for 4 years. How Christian
Al from
is it?
Home Improvement?
Al Borland.
Hey, how's it going? Alf.
Alf from Home Improvement?
Alf Borland.
But then
everybody loves Al.
But then when he got extorted from someone who was going to tell the public that he had a gay affair with him, they were like, oh, nope, we got to get some Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you don't know
is
the dark
TJP
history of that show? Suicides. Murders. Murder suicides.
These families feuded.
So literally, so they combated each other.
No, but Ray Combs,
using more
hosts.
Than words.
One host actually did kill himself.
The first host was Kane.
Was Kane?
Yeah.
From the WWE.
From wrestling.
He would come out and just set the fire.
Yep, it is man.
Yeah.
Danity Kane, actually.
Show me doing the dishes.
Nice Danity Kane impression.
Love well,
I'll be honest, that's my forte.
That's a pretty impression.
So, Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie, Mr. Campbell over here.
Hello.
you. Whose voice is that? Who's doing that? Is that Kermit?
That's me, Jamie McCampbell.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, Kermit, how are you?
I didn't even have to show up. You could have just handled my parts.
I'll handle your parts on.
This is a Christian show.
This is a Christian show, okay,
I'll
Jamie.
I'll handle your meatloaf. Yeah. I want to suck your meatloaf until it explodes in my mouth. Is that cleaner?
Shoot your meatloaf on my tits. Let's see.
Show me. Shoot the meatloaf on your tits.
Bung, bung, bung.
Oh, oh. You guys are wrong. This is wrong.
Survey says.
I'm going to have to go to church.
You guys have ruined Family Feud for me now.
Oh, I think we've made it better. Yeah.
I can't look at it the same. Suicides, murder, suicides, homosexual escapades mm-hmm. with other homosexual people.
Yeah. That's that usually like? Who they're with. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's usually rape.
And I'd hardly consider rape an escapade.
That is not what Janet Jackson was singing about.
On an escapade? No.
Come on, baby. Let's call the cops.
Rape escapades were the worst on ice show I've ever seen, by the way.
So, Jamie, you recently had some problems with your face.
Meaning to talk to you about it for years.
And this
is proactive.
I did. It's
you
know,
Groucho Marx over here.
Well, I've got an unnaturally oily skin.
You have a very oily T-zone.
Yeah. Your T-zone is just like gunking up, man. Like you need some white pads. I've been meaning to tell you.
Yeah.
So we bought you some Neutrogena.
Like, oh, good.
I'm glad someone said it. Finally.
It's actually underneath this table here.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to the Pete's Pie Drink.
Get under the table.
Oh.
It's right here.
Escapades.
Oh, spunk.
Ugh. Oh, that's been laying around my apartment.
Oh, you got a pouch of spunk there.
There's been pouches of spunk on the coffee table where I live for about fucking 2 months.
Have you opened one of them?
No, they sound disgusting.
So
well,
we,
yeah, it's spunk.
Yeah.
I live with comedian Stephanie Haas. Uh-huh. I'm like,
ah.
So we gave. So
what was that?
That was my Stephanie Haas invitation.
So I'm gonna describe what this. So right next to the spunk lube, Brian, you
but
see
it looks
this?
Like jizz, right?
It's a lubricant.
Yeah. It's lube. It looks like jizz.
Yeah, we gave like yeah. a. Yeah,
that's
there was
so weird and bad.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't it?
We gave Stephanie Haas like a couple of them.
It's lube that already looks like jizz. Wow.
Yeah. So Jamie, you remember? You were back here back in the days, back when we were sponsored by an energy
real
drink.
Jizz.
Yeah.
Called Brain Tonic.
I remember.
We were sponsored by actual buckets of human jizz. Yeah.
I think you remember when we were just jizzing, right? Well, guess what, buddy?
Old times are back.
Yeah, we've totally went blue now.
We
so we got
corporate.
This guy from California. You're going to be out there. His name is Jeff. He does solo shows with his penis on webcams.
Oh, look forward to featuring for him.
Wait, is this some of the people you know that you were going to hook me up with?
Yes.
I don't want to know Jeff.
He's a great guy. He's a really great guy. He listens to the show. He loves the comedians that we have on the show.
You could crash in his studio
amazing
while he's doing his dick stretches.
Yeah.
And he created
Does
this.
Does he make all this spunk?
Yeah, in his bathtub. It's
blowing a load in a. Now hurry up and seal it.
Brian, did you grab one
this?
Of
oh,
those?
What is this? Oh, sure, it's
bottles?
Lube. I don't know.
Yeah. So we got bottles of this stuff. He's actually going to send us he promised that he's going to send us a gallon of it. They're one of our sponsors of the show. It's a
Jeff
hybrid
Jizz.
Lubricant. Yeah.
Okay.
Spunk lube. It's a hybrid lubricant because there's been this constant problem of guys when we were younger. Wanting to masturbate with our semen, but by the time we
get
the semen...
Never thought that. No.
How is this...
Who's
usually once the semen comes out, yeah. I'm then shamed from the fact that I just masturbated.
Or I'm good.
Yeah.
It's out of me.
And that was the constant problem, because you would want to use that natural lubricant that just came out
never
of your butt.
Really? What
is
this?
Is this only a
way?
Is this only a black thing?
First of all, you're not black. Second of all, it's not an anything thing.
That's how Jeff explained it to me.
Well, Jeff's into it. It's one guy and you.
this is an award-winning lube, though. He's won Best Fetish Lube.
Show me
2011.
Best Fetish Lube.
By to who? Me, that...
Porn industry, I don't know.
I feel like that sounds a little bit like a gay thing. Like, come on my dick, and then I'll just jack off with your cum.
Right, yeah.
How is this not a thing? You guys are older than I am. Is this not part of your time?
Let me tell you, back.
No, I was never like, I want to jack off with my own jizz as lubricant.
We're the Dan Cortez generation. We don't.
We hold the cheese.
This is so weird. Wow. I'm honestly surprised.
You know what I want to jack off with?
I'm like terrified of you that you think this is a common thing and you're surprised. Your surprise is causing me fear.
Well, he talked me into it. I mean,
my big jack off fantasy was always that it was actually a pussy instead of my hand.
Hey, that's a great idea. I'm going to run with that next time.
Yeah. Do it.
Run or spank to that.
Pussy hand, pan's labyrinth, just like that.
Has he thought about doing pussy juice?
Yes, he's going to create a pink lubricant for women.
Yeah.
I would think the dudes would want to use the... Okay.
So I'm going to demonstrate what...
It sounds like you're already goddamn demonstrating.
I don't like any of this.
So I'm going to demonstrate this. It's Spunk Lube. You guys go to spunklube.com. Check this stuff out. We got samples. If you guys want some, you can call in. We got tons of samples of it.
The phone board is lighting up.
So this is weird how this thing works.
The microwave.
You got to shake it a little bit in order for you to get it out.
Yeah, I know how that works.
This is the worst.
You want to put your hand out there?
Not really. What's it smell like?
Oh, it's got chunks of stuff.
Surprisingly, it smells like pineapple.
Okay. I told you I was feeling fucking nauseous.
What? Really? This is really gross. But you do this when you do the thing with your penis.
Oh, you're right. I jack off on a well-lit table and show it to my friends.
Oh, it totally feels like pre-cum. Feels like pre-cum right now. Just that little bit that oozes out of the tip now.
I take your word for it. No, I'm familiar.
James, you don't want to kind of... Just take a look at that.
Oh, look at that. That would be great to jack off my cock with.
He said it. Finally.
We want the spunk.
I want jism on an old
gotta
paper
have
towel.
That spunk.
I'll just wrap it around my dirty, dirty cock.
Well, it's good for pranks, too. You can put it in, like, water guns and, you know... Like squirt audiences.
I feel like
what kind of comedy shows are you going to?
I feel like you're squirting it out, but it doesn't shoot out. It just kind of starts oozing.
Have you ever been to like
what kind of low rent guar are you a member of?
There's this dude. He's like Gilliger, and he kind of uses this type of stuff. Only he doesn't smash watermelons. He kind of just
Gilliger.
Non-name.
I'm just mostly hoping people will accidentally buy tickets to my show. I am Gilliger.
What do you do at the end? I eat a nice piece of pie. I eat it.
He smashes like bottles of this stuff, and so it like squirts out into the audience.
Sounds great. Yeah. Is this still the advertisement?
Yeah.
Great product. Yeah. I love it.
It's California. The reason I brought this up because I know you're going out to Cali, and I would really love for you. Actually, that bottle is filled with Spunk Lube. I'm just kidding.
It's my semen.
You were shaking it. But so I want to hook you up with him. Is this okay?
No.
I got his number, his email, Jeff.
No.
But he
I don't know this man, and you've made him sound like a fucking serial killer.
Dude, you could just do your sets wearing a spunk shirt.
Sounds great.
You'd have a spunk table after the show.
Yeah, I'm really trying to challenge audiences. I think a spunk shirt would really help my message get across.
A spunk table.
So you really don't want to be connected with this guy?
I don't know. Does he know the hottest guitar comics? If so, yes.
Out in Cali, yeah. And I'm going to send you guys home. So one of the other reasons I brought this up for is because I'm going to send you guys home with some samples.
I'm not taking them.
Why not? Come on.
It's disgusting and sinful.
Look, I need to send these samples to people. All right, and I'm going to give them to you guys so you can test them out.
I'm going to leave them on the train.
What the fuck?
Oh, come on, dude. You're getting all that farewell sex.
Yeah, you're going to need to kind of lube up
for
that.
To be fair, every time I have sex, it's farewell sex.
Aw. Oh,
God. Not a lot of repeat customers.
That's what I meant.
Dude.
So spunklube.com, guys.
Yeah,
check it out.
Yeah, go there. It's a great product.
Go there. Yeah, we can get that out of here.
Are there videos?
Oh, gross. Really, you want to see videos of this guy jerking off?
I got to know my new friend. I got to be able to pick his dick out of a crowd. No.
Yeah. What if I've never beat off before?
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, well, currently his Twitter account is down because he posted a couple of penis shots.
Oh, yeah. Look me up. New besties.
You think the... So he's got to wait for his account to be re-upped or whatever.
We're waiting.
Yeah, because he can't retweet that we were doing the show, which is terrible.
It's terrible.
Does he have a lot of spunk followers?
Yeah, gays. Love him.
All right, that makes sense.
He's a married man, by the way.
No, I feel like, that's a gay fantasy. Because I feel like it's like, I want you to come all over my dick, then I can use your cum to beat off with.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that a great, that's never been thought of before, though. Think about it. This has never been thought of before.
For a reason.
What's the reason? There's no reason that you can think of. This isn't real semen. This isn't real salmon.
How do you know?
Yeah, well, because he tested it, and he tried some. Yeah, 10% was some of his own semen, but then they don't let that fly.
Oh, it's like when, like, trace amounts of rat feces or something, and it's yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
only 0.004% yeah, real
so
semen.
Apparently he couldn't do that. I don't know why. You can't.
Jeff, who lives at home?
Yeah.
It's a biohazard.
Is that why?
I'm sure.
Well, sure, if you're carrying any sort of a disease, although I think it would die from the temperature of the bottle.
Or of just of embarrassment.
Yep, pretty much.
We're up in here with this hybrid semen, man. This ain't cool.
So is this Rockstar Energy? Are they a sponsor?
No. Don't.
I'm going to die today.
Why?
I'm just ingesting everything.
That's a good thing.
On like 4 hours of sleep, I'm like, let's go Wendy's dollar menu. Let's go Wendy's coffee. Let's go beer. Let's go Rockstar Energy shot.
Yeah, you are crazy for pairing those two things up.
Pairing. It's a nice pairing.
That's a
nice. What do you serve? With a fucking
cocaine. Does it compliment the Coors Light?
That's a cute pairing, though. Rockstar 5 shot and a Coors.
Tastes like Jeff Seaman.
This is as cult as the Rockies, and this is as bold as the Rockies. Quick, give me some spunk.
I think you've got enough, sir.
But Jamie, so tell us about your face.
Well, it's the only one I've got.
Okay, all right.
So, Jamie, what's up with your face?
So, Jamie, if you guys don't know this.
So, your face has been in the news.
We talked about this before, but you weren't on the show. So, Jamie,
you were talking about him behind his face?
Motherfucker.
No, because there were people, we were all concerned. So, Jamie, so what happened? Jamie had a.
Send me a link to the episode. I like to listen when they're talking.
You want to? I think it was episode number. This is episode number 160, by the way.
Oh. Yeah. Me without my presence.
Hit an even number.
It's rare. No, only happens every once every other.
Every other show, yeah. I got to point it out, though, whenever it does happen.
So every other show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even numbers, OCD thing. Remember the OCD thing with the pointing?
Why do you say OCD like ODB? What? OCD.
OCD, man. You got to put some spunk in that, man. Shit. I mean.
For people that don't know.
About the incident. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what the fuck happened. I do have a scar on my face.
It was eaten by chimps.
Yep, that might have been. It might have been.
Oh, and I saw. Yeah, okay. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Yep, and I got a new dimple, which.
Aww.
Let me see it.
Totally worth it.
No, your whole face. I'm kidding. All right. That's beautiful.
Still a good looking guy.
No, you healed quite nicely.
Well, I do what I can with the healing. I don't know what that means. So I don't know exactly what happened because I literally do not remember. Here's what I know is the night before, and if you guys are listening, you can go to my website. It's jamiecampbellcomedy.com, and there's a link for a blog.
Seamless plug.
Fuck yeah. But not semenless, you guys. But if you go to the right, there's a link that says blog, and there's a post called So I Didn't Kill on Saturday. And it has like the pictures. You can actually see what my face looked like on those pictures. But I honestly don't know what happened. I don't remember. I was pretty fucking loaded, and
you were asking for it. Look at how you were dressed.
I was dressed like a hooer, dressed like one of those Danity Kane members.
Oh.
And
wait, that was like multiple people. It wasn't one person.
Well, there was Danity.
No, there was a bunch of people.
I thought it was one lady. It was Danity Kane.
Was
that not right?
No. It's not. It was P. Diddy, right? Making the band.
Oh yeah. Well, his defense. James Fritz does think that Steven Tyler was Aerosmith.
Yeah. But my favorite singer is Mr. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
It was about 3:30 in the morning. And I will say I drank a shitload. I'm a sad person that tries to tell jokes and get validation for a living. So.
Comedian. No, you're not.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Try to drink the pain away.
I find your vulnerability brave.
Mm. Thank you.
Mm. And inspiring.
And I was vulnerable that night.
And painful.
Right?
But you got jumped in fucking, like, before last call in a nice area.
Yeah. It was 3:30. Well, before.
Oh, was it 3:30?
To you, a 4 a.m. bar's last call.
Right, before 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Before people make you leave their apartment. Yep.
So I start serving
and
eggs.
And actually, I remember that the stage manager at Comedy Sports was like, hey, Jamie, you're pretty drunk. You want to ride home? And I go, it's 2 blocks away. What's the worst that could happen?
You really said that. You were asking for it, man.
I told you how I was dressed.
Like a sitcom, man.
Right? So I walk down the street, and my I've got like I'm sure the just the volume all the way up on my iPod. Mm-hmm. I'm stumbling drunk, looking at my phone, mm-hmm. you know, checking emails and shit. From a block away, I'm sure you can see that I'm a easy target of that time of night. And I'm a big dude that's not typically somebody.
You're not like an easy target.
Yeah, people don't fuck with me. But that night, I was pretty much an easy target. And I was reading about it. And here, my theory of what happened is that because a lot of gangs have been coming up to the north side into neighborhoods that they're not typically from.
Yeah.
And they're doing this thing called pick them out, knock them out.
Yeah.
Where you find an easy target, you try to knock them out as fast as possible.
Great people.
Yeah, great people. I don't know that that's what happened, but I do know that I wasn't.
You were picked out and you got knocked out.
Right. I know I got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
And so I'm stumbling home and I don't know what happened. I remember leaving, heading home. The next morning, I remember waking up going, fuck, my head feels like shit. I must have drank a lot last night.
So you still went home and went to sleep after that?
Yeah, I somehow managed to make That's it crazy. Up the stairs. And I felt like I went to my mirror and I realized I couldn't like open my eye on my way to the bathroom.
Do you live alone?
No, I've like, got three roommates.
Yeah. But
they said I was loud when I came in.
God damn it. And when was it? Like, what time do you wake up around? Like,
I woke up. It was around 10 a.m. Hmm. And I remember I went to the bathroom just thinking that I was having allergy problems because I couldn't open my eye.
Yeah.
And then I see my face.
That's
and
less, like, way less street.
And then just seeing my, yeah, it was like, what the fuck?
Dude, it looked like your bones were like shattered. Like it looked awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that it was just a bruise. Like yeah. I got hit probably in the perfect spot if you're going to get hit, I guess.
Sure.
And then I went to my room and it was like the opening of Memento minus the tattoos. Uh-huh.
And the hot chick.
You killed your wife with insulin.
Right? Yeah.
Hey.
No spoilers.
But like it was just clues of like, oh, what the fuck happened? My TV's on the ground. My pillowcase caked in blood.
Yeah.
Just gross amounts of blood. And
hell of a night.
Right? I'm in boxers and a t-shirt. So I'd taken off like my jeans and the button-up shirt I was wearing. And so I looked at the clothes. I was like, let me see if there's a fucking clue. Just a patch of dirt on the front.
Like, look, there's a clue.
Oh, yeah, but there wasn't really. Well, other than just a little bit of dirt on the front, which led me to believe, like, I wasn't pushed down from behind and kicked. Like
you
I would
say zoinks. Well,
pushed down from the front. I mean, I think somebody snuck up from behind,
uh-huh.
pushed me down onto the ground, kicked me, and ran off. Because there were no bruises anywhere
else.
They didn't take a thing.
You,
right? Like, I didn't have much to take, like a bus pass.
Didn't even take your iPod.
You had your iPod.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
They did not take my iPod. As a matter of fact, that's how I knew I didn't start any shit.
But you know what else they didn't take? Your dignity.
I can't take away my dignity. Yep.
Because the greatest face of all inside of me.
She's dead.
Like my favorite part of the story, which I thought was genuinely fucking ridiculous, because you know when you're the headphones come out of your iPod, it pauses.
Right. Yeah.
So I found when I got kicked, like it stopped on the music that was playing. And so I turned it back on and pressed play. And the song that was playing when this happened was Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty
nice.
Great.
Nice.
So I know I didn't start shit, because you don't start a fight.
No, no,
listening to Hall & Oates, no.
That's not good.
Unless you're Oates. And you're like, you're getting it wrong.
Oh,
damn
John,
it, Daryl.
John's a dick.
Yeah, Oates is the only man who's ever started a fight while Hall & Oates music was playing.
That's it.
Well, I'm glad you're still alive, man.
I'm not.
Why the fuck?
I disagree.
I feel like.
Is that rude?
Just feel like you should have gotten your earthly reward.
I feel like I could have sold some CDs if I'd have fucking been done in.
That's a good point.
Did you have like a charity thing, man? Like,
you realize this was the perfect time to fake your death.
I didn't.
You've been talking about
and
it.
And live as a woman like you've wanted to for so long.
God, I could have just started
with your tiny little dick pussy.
Oh, my dussy.
Dussy.
Hey, Dussy, get in here.
No, but I'm happy you're well.
Oh, thanks.
The whole community was worried about your face.
It was fucking... That was
It was
really
freaky,
neat.
Man.
Yeah.
To get everybody, like, the amount of messages I got, was like, it's kind of ridiculous. I kind of worth it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Really? Did you get any money, though, man? Did you capitalize on this whole thing?
I did not, and...
got to capitalize on tragedy.
I kind of regret this, because the folks said...
That's what Hitler said.
Chicago Underground Comedy, they're like, we'll put a benefit on for you. But I was like, I did not. You know what? I wanted to
just...
You
didn't even go to a hospital, though, did you?
Nah, fuck that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro.
I'm Jamie Campbell, motherfuckers.
Boom.
It's all about Eastern medicine.
Shit.
Chakras aligned, bitch.
Yeah, let's light some incense in this shit.
I just soaked it in some cider.
Yeah, just rub some strange man's jism on it. It'll heal up.
I will say that that it was going to be probably a lot of permanent damage until I just rubbed spunk on it as a regular regimen.
But you went to the source. You actually called Jeff and said, "Hey, man,
straight from the
fly down here,
straight from the horse.
Hey, Jeff, just
beat off on my cheek.
Come on,
ew. It's an emergency. Jeff, you know, it usually charges a lot more than
I'm making
did.
A brew right now, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, give me a batch.
Never look a Geth cock in the mouth, they say.
But most cocks don't have mouths.
Come on.
You can call it a mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's this weird thing. I don't know if you knew this, Jamie.
Yes?
Why do you keep saying yes?
Because his name is James, and so therefore you can call him Jamie, and that's his name. How do you not? Why do you keep saying yes?
It's a running gag.
Because I would never. So subtle. I would never.
Yeah, I don't.
Because it's a running humor gag for the listeners.
Okay.
That one was just for us in here.
No, they're watching this. Hopefully they saw
like
that.
Vaudeville.
He's trying to make a terrible sandwich.
Jamie's making a sandwich, guys. If you guys are watching a live stream. He's not even drunk.
You want to finish my Rockstar shot?
Just because I didn't drink here?
Right?
I know how to hide my problems.
There you go.
And I got brain damage when I got beaten.
I do feel slightly like I'm in a cloud all the time.
Dude. Yes.
Not a lot.
But no, there's this weird...
just enough.
Just a little bit.
So, Jamie, did you know this?
Yep.
There's this weird... Oh, my goodness. That was my Mr. Magoo impression.
Wow. Who's this Jamie? Wow.
Duh. Ew. So, there is this weird thing happening in Japan.
With your face.
With your face.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They're selling...
That's sweeping the nation, man.
It's anti-Semitic.
Hello Kitty. Yeah. Yeah.
So, have you ever seen this show called Taboo?
How's it pronounced?
Taboo.
I've watched the first. I've watched
Taboo.
Yeah. What's the Taboo?
I've watched the Taboo films.
Oh, Taboo too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, National Geographic Channel, they have these things where they highlight certain weird things that are going on in certain parts of the world. Like there was this
clown
one called
fucking
scarification.
So incest.
You can always
mutilation of the genitalia.
Yep. Selling your jizz on the internet.
Yeah.
I think these are all lyrics to Metallica's One.
Yeah.
Mutilation.
And there have been memes. So we're going to play I'm going to play this video, but there have been memes that people have done about your face. You posted these. So Jamie posted these like these glamour shots.
I didn't know people did memes.
I didn't know there were memes. Yeah. I knew there was that song My Brave Face written about your face.
Oh, I did not know that either. Nobody shared a single meme with me. Wow.
Yeah, it's a real...
And
it's,
memes are for sharing, not for keeping.
Really underground.
They're not yums.
Yeah, you got headshots. You should...
You got glamour shots, man, of your face.
Yeah, Ranch Rizzuto Photography. Check them out. Yeah, he did those for free.
Headshots the day after, was it?
It was 2 days after, I think. This happened on a Saturday.
And it looked all like.
So
I
think Monday I did the headshots.
Not to bring back the California raisins again, but like it was like, the half a California raisin face.
Yeah, it was like
he was morphing into a raisin.
Mighty Morphin
Raisin.
Raisin Raisin.
Mighty Morphin Raisin.
Be careful on the grapevine.
That's when people will worry because of how extreme you went with your love of California raisins.
Yeah, so there were these weird memes that people did of you. I found one when I Googled your name.
Are these memes sweeping the...
When you Googled his name?
Googled.
Is that... You use the Goo Goo Dolls search engine for everything?
Resnick.
So there's this one here.
Ah.
Oh, Christ.
Oh my god,
that's pretty good.
That's so what we're looking at right now, it's Jamie's glamour shot next to one of those I Can Has Cheeseburger
kittens.
Holy shit.
And Jamie says, I has chick bruises.
Cheek bruises.
Chick bruises?
Cheek. Cheek. Not read it. It's
cheek
on your...
bruises. I'm trying to pronounce it the way I see it on the screen.
The cheek is spelled the same as it's spelled in life.
Well, clearly I don't live in life.
In life?
What are you talking about?
Anyway, yeah.
This is a beautiful thing. Have you not seen these?
No. I haven't seen them.
People have been pairing them. I can't find any other ones.
I Google myself regularly. How has I not come across this?
Clearly, you don't have Google Alerts on your name.
You're an internet sensation.
Yeah. This is amazing. And
God, that fucking... Ugh.
Isn't that just...
How long...
That fucking eyelid is fucking...
Yeah, how long are your eyelids... Like sealed or whatever.
Just a couple days. It healed incredibly fast.
I know. You were like, Wolverine.
I saw you like a week later. And I was like, what the fuck?
There was. And then we all realized it was all a hoax.
Yeah.
And we
just wanted to
people
be
people got pissed.
It's true.
People were like, that bastard.
You guys.
I cared for a moment.
You got to take a multi
vitamin?
Yeah.
If I can say anything, James, before you leave for California,
take a multi.
Take a multi.
Just, and some magnesium, too. Need some magnesium pills. I actually took two before I did this show.
You seem a little
crazy.
What's
that? Does that help your spunk level?
Yeah. It increases it, yeah.
What's your spunk level?
It's about 45 days. Phantoms.
Mm. Yeah, I heard John Holmes used to eat a whole stalk of celery before a shoot. So that he could
a shoot, you mean a load of
cheese.
Yeah, so that he could have a healthy batch.
And then he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
So...
that'll teach us about celery.
Don't eat celery, kids.
And John Holmes taught us anything.
Johnny Wad. maybe
just don't eat from the craft services table on a porn show.
That's true.
And so people have been calling you Bagel Face, man.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, Bagel Face.
Ouch.
I haven't heard that.
Haven't heard that one? Bagel Face?
It's because
or bagel head, is
Semitic
it?
Semitic features.
So I found this video from, because I looked that up. I was like, what the hell is a bagel head? Looked it up. That's where I came up with the video from National Geographic called Taboo Bagel Heads.
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, have you seen this?
Yeah. I haven't seen the video.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. This is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
It looks like a Star Trek alien.
Yeah. Well, right now, they're filling his head with the saline.
It looks fun.
Let's see this.
It's good, clean fun.
This is why dads need to pay attention to their kids.
That's a needle going into my head.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Holy cow.
Hey, it's Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. Andrew Levine.
Hey, look, it's a lot of damage to women.
You really need to do it the right way to reduce the risk.
Yeah, the right way.
That's why I work with a son.
There's a right way and a wrong way to inject poison into your forehead.
Wait, is the guy narrating the guy who's doing it? Who's performing the bagel head surgery?
It creates a small reservoir.
Oh, Annie DeFranco, what have you done?
Well, I mean, it's no face tattoo.
Almost feels like something's dripping down my head. Is there something dripping?
There's something dripping in your head.
It's just on the inside.
Oh, it's just on the inside? Really, okay.
Then we're good.
Trickling down.
Wait a minute. This seems like a stupid idea. Why am I doing this?
Has it turned you off?
This is shit that makes me say, like, there's enough money in the world. We're just not spreading it around right.
Yeah.
People have enough money to waste on
to do this, yeah.
Also, like, Japan really needs to do something about themselves. Like, they need a hug.
Right now, it's kind of a relaxing sensation.
Oh, gross. Come on.
Tingly and also
it just looks like a blister.
So is that a trans gender?
I got a
freaky white dude.
Is that a transgender?
I got a feeling that there are more than just gender identity issues going on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, you know, the sex is weird either way.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, the trans issue is the least.
Okay, so right now they just have a giant lump, and now they're gonna make the hole in the middle.
Yeah, they're gonna put their thumb, I think, through the saline.
Once it's fully swollen, you take your thumb and press down.
No,
to
you
make
don't.
The indentation
oh,
in the middle.
Fudge my buns!
Oh God!
That's the part that becomes the climax, the finish of the bagel head process.
The
bagel head process. Worst Michael Caine movie ever.
God, this is.
Don't applaud him. Don't reinforce him.
It's cute.
No, it's not. You look like a Kardashian.
A Kardashian?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does look like one of her ass cheeks in his head.
What I really enjoy about
this guy looks like he has one and he doesn't.
God, I wish the guy would shut up so I could hear what he's saying.
A prank show.
Their swollen forehead.
Oh. Sweet. Buttery bagels. I'm impressed. I look delicious.
No. Oh. No. Yeah. Oh.
16 to 24 hours later, when their bodies have absorbed the saline,
The swelling will disappear completely.
But the emotional scars
will never heal. All right.
Oh,
wow.
I'm cool with it. I like it. It's fun.
So
at some point, just bangs was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when the Beatles came over, their long hair was going to destroy the world.
Oh, they've gone too far. Yeah.
And it was like just down to the back of their neck.
These women, they're showing their thighs.
Oh, my God.
That was freaky for us.
What do you mean you want to stay up till 11?
Yeah, this is like, what the hell? In the future, since like nothing is taboo, like it's like, what in the hell are we
missionary
going to be
position
doing?
Is going to be like the edge.
Does it just
day
come back? Yeah. Like, do we just do circular?
Do you ironically work a job for 20 years and get a pension?
Yeah. You're like, check out the suit.
I guess.
Going to this meeting.
Whatever. Stock options.
So, Jamie, you should have kept that damn thing on your eye, man. You would have been popular with the Asian ladies in Japan.
Oh, man.
They would have been all over you, man. Like,
I should have kept that packet of blood like, in your face.
I could have probably gone to horror conventions, too, and just gotten mad.
I mean, it's still there. He can bring it back anytime. That's the beauty of it. So if you ever if you ever have an overseas trip,
I feel like I got two kicks of the cranium left before I'm a full-on retard.
Ugh. Oh, man, I apologize for showing
So what is the percent? Like, so you got two, so that's disgusting. Like 50% tarred.
I've had several
concussions.
And the
second one is full tarred.
You've had several concussions?
Untreated, but I'm pretty sure they're concussions. One time, I was 3 months into doing stand-up, I got a concussion, didn't go to the hospital, because I had a gig, and that 8 minutes was going to make a huge difference in my life.
And then...
And that's how you got Star Search.
Oh, that was when Johnny called you over to the couch, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Johnny Ramone. Not in the band. This
a fly by night.
Not the
therapist.
Conservative punk.
this guy.
Fly by night Italian therapist. Hey, I'm Johnny Ramone. Come sit on the couch. I'll make you feel better.
Not the Johnny Ramone you're thinking of. The guy from the band.
Oh,
yeah.
From the Ramones.
Yeah. The guy from the Bay City Rollers. Johnny Ramone. He played the triangle for them.
So what is Jamie Bagelhead?
That's what I was thinking.
Cam Bagelhead?
Jamie.
Cam, hello? Pun on Campbell.
Oh.
So I was... Is there another meme, I thought?
No, I can't find any more.
Oh, so they're just calling Jamie
What website
Bagelhead
has that on it? I need this.
You got one measly meme?
I can't find any more, but I wish I could.
What website did you find that
this
on?
This is
do you
amazing.
Know?
No, I don't remember. I got to check my Google Alerts account. I have Google Alerts on all the comedians that come through our studio. So, even you, Jamie.
Hello?
Jamie Fritz.
Yes.
What?
Oh, the comedy duo. Back again. It's like Martin and Lewis.
Right.
Martin Lawrence and Lewis.
And Lewis Farrakhan.
Oh.
And Louis
Lewis Farrakhan.
Greatest comedy duo ever.
All right, we got one crappy story here.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about this. Who here watches Sons of Anarchy?
I do.
Nobody.
But no, you
I do.
Listen here, you look like a character, James, from Sons
You're
of Anarchy.
You're being a real character right now.
I'm not trying to
be. Oh, you stop it.
I'm trying to be...
There is no box.
Sizz.
Remember that.
Oh. You're talking about the fucking asshole who murdered like
yes
a sweet lady?
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I don't understand the story.
Over the...
Johnny Lewis is the guy's name.
That is an awesome name.
Yeah.
Part of the Martin and Lewis.
Did you have somebody from the show murdered somebody in real life?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
But he was like an ancillary character, right? Like he wasn't really. He was like
he still had a developing story, story arc.
So what character was he playing?
Are they just gonna?
I don't remember.
Unhinged lunatic.
Are they just gonna Darren bewitch him?
No, but like the lady who died, Taylor Negron. Do you know Taylor Negron? Like,
no.
You'd recognize him. Like he's been in a lot of
John
shit.
John Mayer dated her.
An old like. He was like a stand-up comic, but like he wrote this like beautiful tribute to the woman that got murdered because everyone's just being like, it's an 85-year-old woman. Let's focus on the fucking crazy dude. Like, but she was like this awesome, like LA chick who like put up a lot of struggling artists and shit over the years. Like, she sounded like a great lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy just fucking lost his shit, came home, like murdered her, like fucked up all her art, and like I think he killed her cat first too.
What? Really?
What?
Yeah, it was, it's fucking
He just
crazy.
Strangled a caveman. He and then he ran, up
and, then,
on something.
And then the cops were coming and he jumped off the fucking roof.
Now, did he jump or did he trip?
That's what, it's like a still developing thing that
I hope he
the entire world.
I hope it was an accident.
Yeah.
I hope this fucking asshole.
Yeah, because he definitely deserved to die.
I mean, he was mentally ill, but like, Jesus Christ, dude.
So what you're
I read this thing about this woman and it was just like, fuck, she sounded like a great person. And it kind of sucks that all the stories were like...
Yeah, just focused on that dude.
Lead
yeah.
on Sons of Anarchy.
But good news for you is some real estate in California that opened up.
Yep. And that was another thing I was trying to hook you up with.
This lady.
This dude?
This lady. No,
I got Jizz Guy and serial murderer.
It's an open house. There's no one living there anymore, man.
There might be a little cat pee and cat blood.
Does
smell.
Anyone know who to talk to about getting a Sons of Anarchy audition for? So it's going to be an opening.
Yeah. Oh. How'd this dude... Oh, yeah. Well, he looked like a meth head.
Yeah, you got a lot of weight to lose.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, just in general. Not for the part, but I'm just...
Yep. All right.
No, that was an attack.
You don't need type 2 diabetes.
Hey, man, I got a movie role.
He looks like Tom...
I have to play a fat man.
He looks like Tom York.
Yes. Holy crap, he looks like Tom York.
Who the fuck was
without the lazy eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Lewis. Why?
Yeah, killed his.
He was a great character too on the show.
Killed his landlady and her cat before falling off.
So,
her. Yeah.
So how? Like, how many episodes was he?
May have been
was
high on a drug dub. Smiles.
Whatever
what
happened
the fuck
to just
is that?
Right, let's
whatever
find
happened
out.
To just like eating a homeless man's face. Like, why do you have to do this? Have we really fallen this far?
Oh, I get it. Cause he fell.
Oh yes, I wasn't even thinking. I was just thinking he probably left everyone on a laugh because people love falling down.
All right. Yeah, I think he's the only one that's ever done this drug because no one. I just did a search and I can't find it.
Smiles.
What the
smiles?
Hell?
High on a drug dubbed quote smiles. I've never heard that in my life.
Smiles.
Yeah. There's no. Yeah. There's no listing of it. It's all connected to him. There's a song by Patrick Park called "Your Smile's a Drug."
That's what they're
playing.
Talking about.
He was high on that song.
Smiles.
Yeah, I can't find it. Yep.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
It's the new killer drug every parent should know.
That's bad drug marketing when it's known as a killer drug.
Nice. Bad drug.
This drug will murder you.
Yeah, what pharmaceutical company came up with that? It's awful.
Sit down, Bobby. I want to tell you about these killer drugs.
I want to do drugs, but I also want to die immediately. What do I take?
A drug called 2CI?
Is it 2CI?
Smiles has become a serious problem.
Now, don't let the name Smiles fool you.
Oh, I get it. It's like the opposite of what happens.
Because it's going to make me and your mom frown.
At first, I'd think something was extremely beautiful, and then it looked really strange. Another user says in a recorded online account, I looked at my girlfriend's face for a minute and it was pitch black. The black started dripping out of her eye.
Yeah, we need to calm down.
That's some Japanese ghost shit.
Bath salts and yeah, anything that makes your life look like J-horror, don't fucking do it.
It first surfaced around 2003 in European party scenes, of course. And
goddamn bagel
only
heads.
Recently made its way to the States because Americans are lame. The most readily accessible information, blah, 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 blah.
So what is
they
it?
Detail frightening experience. The high as a roller coaster ride through hell. That's what
I like roller
That's the selling.
I'm conflicted because I love roller coasters.
Yep.
But I don't want to go through hell.
But I've heard Motley Crue talking about it, and he does seem pretty badass. Right.
You're accidentally just reading Judas Priest lyrics. That's all you're doing.
Wait a minute. This is a Ronnie James Dio song.
Does anyone know
that drug at all?
Does anyone know who Peter John Barnes is?
Yeah.
All right. He just sent. I don't know. I think he's commenting on. He's on Skype right now. I think he's commenting.
Hey, Peter.
On something that we may have said. He said, Taylor Negron was best known for being the swishy villain in the last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis and Marlon Wayans.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The guy with the eyes. He has, like,
that's,
beautiful
that's
blue,
That's the guy who wrote, like,
eyes.
The eulogy for the chick I was talking about. And he was a stand-up comic. He was on, like, everything.
Yeah, he sort of looks like Bronson
I think he was on Seinfeld.
Pinchot, like, in a warped reality. Yeah. Like, He's very angular in his face. Like, he has extreme cheekbones, jawbones.
You've really studied his face.
He has an incredible jawline. His neck is very kissable.
Eyes you just get lost in.
Clavicle, and then if you move down his
sternum.
Just want to
cover him in another man's spunk.
He's just a man. He's back muscles.
So we got to get some smiles.
What?
We're getting some smiles
Jamie?
In the studio. It came out in 2012.
We have to get some smiles.
Yeah, I want to get some smiles.
Well,
it's a new drug.
It's about time
this
that
guy,
happened on the show.
Yeah,
on the internet forum, one user warns, do not drive on this drug.
Well, yeah, you're going to smash it. Well, you're going to smash it. What are you driving on it?
I don't feel like this fits any of Huey Lewis's criteria.
Yeah. That's always a good test of any drug. If you're thinking about driving, look at your girlfriend. If she has a demon face, don't get behind the wheel.
And don't give her the keys either.
If she has a dripping void of a head,
yeah.
How about you don't drive? How about you walk it?
Or if she has a bagel face, too.
Dude. Or she's put on a couple,
I was with this girl last night. She was a total bagel face. You know what I'm
nice body, bagel face.
Big hole where a nose should be. Gugh. All right, well, yeah, the last story I have here, I don't think I really want to talk about it.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll see you later. Thanks for listening.
It's about that Happy Days woman. You guys heard about the Happy Days woman? She's a
Joni.
Joni Cunningham.
Might be less.
The
specific.
Happy Days lady. Remember the Happy Days lady? That sounds like a commercial. Like she's the one who said, "Where's the beef?"
Aaron Moran.
Yeah, Joni. She's Joni Cunningham.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What about her?
She's homeless now. She got kicked out of her trailer park.
But she's so talented.
Oh. She is. How dare? That was sarcasm.
That was horrible.
That was the biggest.
That was horrible.
Wow.
You know, California has done this to you.
You know who's feeling like he won that one? Scott Baio.
Boom.
Bam.
My boy.
I'm sure.
B-dogs.
Oh, shit.
They used to have
Joni loves food stamps, motherfucker.
Oh. Shit.
Where's Scott Baio?
When you need him, that's what she's asking.
When you need him, yeah. Yep. You know.
See, why couldn't the Sons of Anarchy guy just killed her? Like, thank seriously. You. Like, yeah. It would have just been sort of like, yeah, like, it'd be sad, but not.
I mean,
it's already extremely sad. Yeah. What's happening to her?
What's happening?
She looks terrible,
poor
too.
Joni. Mrs. Cunningham looks better than her.
Oh, my God.
Sunday, Monday in a ditch.
But to...
You got to round out the week. Come on.
Tuesday, Wednesday, no sandwich.
Like,
nice.
Thursday, Friday, don't be a bitch. Saturday, give me change. What do I got to do?
I need a link card.
Well, she can afford cigarettes at $12 a pack.
Yeah. Can't Ron Howard throw her a mill? All
right. Can't she get an ironic turn on Arrested Development?
If we could fatten her up, we could get her on Celebrity Fit Club.
What's sure. Henry Winkler? Can't you throw
her? That's the hardest thing with these homeless. Fattening them up.
There's rats.
Don't give them money. Give them honey buns.
She did appear on Celebrity Fit.
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, shit. Now she's going to be on Celebrity Rehab.
She was on Celebrity Fit Club in 08.
Oh, wait, but they didn't say that she's drug. Well, we can just assume, because we're bad people, that she's on some sort of drug. Or she better get on a drug so that she can be on Celebrity Rehab.
She should get happy.
Dr. Drew better call her.
Yeah, he fixes things.
Classic addict behavior.
I'm addicted to not having a home.
She has a trailer.
Well, yeah, but she was she didn't finish paying it off. So
she's basically like Randy the Ram.
Yeah.
Oh man, she was
fine.
In Holiday Inn Express.
Come on, she's living the dream. She's not fucking homeless.
Holiday Inn Express.
She caused a disturbance
free breakfast
of some type.
Yeah, free two pancakes, two sausage
fucking
breakfast.
Fine. Just run a comb through her hair and eat the free breakfast. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
So where was this again? What was this in California too?
I doubt it.
I really want to hook
trailer for sale.
James up with some
with her jizz dude and a murdering drug user who's dead.
Well, I just don't want you to go out there with no connections. I know you say
I'm fine, and I don't need yours.
But they're great.
they're the craziest worst human beings.
But they're better than no connections.
No, they're not.
How is that?
This is how the Manson family started. Like, well, at least you got some friends. Like, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this right now, James, okay?
I'm going to listen right now.
All right. No, you better be listening. So you got a podcast.
Don't point at me.
You could be. Oh yeah, that's right. What's a pen? I can point with a pen. All right. It's not my index finger.
Looks like Joni's all out of love and down on her luck. That's the headline.
Was that was that from HuffPost?
She's
no,
loveless.
New York Daily News. Yeah. Oh, Chachi. Why isn't Chachi?
Joni loves. Joni loves Chachi.
Soren Chachi.
Yep.
He was on there. Really?
What's he doing? Hey!
Shut up. But yeah, you have a podcast. You could be dead.
Thank you.
Well, that's the name of your podcast, mister. You better not die on me. But you have a podcast. You could be dead. You're leaving us, all right? Now, I listened.
I'm leaving you. I was never with you.
Oh. You know, clear. That was just because you don't like labels.
You never wanted to commit, yeah. First of all.
There's no time. I'm a busy man.
Dude, time is a rubber band.
Only got two hands, all right?
One's full of another guy's jizz.
Love is a verb.
Yep. That's right.
Anyway, what were you going
to
say?
But no, you got a podcast. You could be dead.
Yeah.
All right, I listened to
.com.
It. Dot com. On my face.
That's a weird URL.
That's an EDU, actually, which is the weird part.
But you have a podcast. I listen to it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have on people that I know and some people that I haven't heard of that I find funny.
That's kind of the point, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're just out here trying to make connections
exactly.
For our brief time on this silly little planet.
But this is the thing. You're going to L.A., though. What's going to happen to it? Is it just going to fade away? That's the thing that I fear the most. Can we at least...
Really? Out of everything in the world, that's your biggest fear?
Absolutely.
Losing a podcast?
As Jamie Campbell, clearly, I'm a nerd.
As Jamie Campbell said, what's the worst that can happen?
I'm going to try to... I mean, it's definitely probably going to take a break until I figure it out, but I want to keep doing it out there.
Change the title. You could be thinner. California it up.
No offense. I didn't mean to offend you, Jamie.
You could
when
be bronzer.
A Tubbs.
No, it's all right.
Wow.
But keep digging the hole.
But that's, I'm sorry, man. I'll buy you a pizza.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's going to help. It's, yeah.
It's $5 at Little Caesar.
Hey, man, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Right. It's for a goddamn roll.
But so are you going to, it's going to take a break and you're going to try to bring it back out there?
Yeah. And I'm going to be I'm leaving town. I'm going to be on the road for a couple weeks too. So I'm not even going to be I'm doing some shows with, I'm going to go home for a week and then I'm meeting up with Kyle Kinane and doing a show with him in Chattanooga and then one in Athens and then we're doing the Punk Fest in Gainesville. Mm. And then I'm going to drive west. So I'm going to be, October's going to be a weird month.
Wait, are you driving your car to California?
I'm going to drive from Kentucky to California. I've never driven west. I've always wanted to do that. I want to see the Grand Canyon and all that shit.
Nice.
I want to see New Mexico real bad.
I want to go to Chattanooga because that's an awesome name.
Just the name? I want to go to Kalamazoo.
Yeah, I want to go to several.
I want to go to Pasta Fazul.
Yeah.
He wants to go to a nice spicy dish.
But yeah, I'm going to try to keep doing it out there.
Yeah, because I would really love it if you kept doing it.
I've been having fun with it. It's been getting more and more fun.
And in LA, there's tons of connections out there.
Yeah.
That's where Hollywood is. It's around there.
I mean,
that's where celebrities are.
It's where all the hot new murderous drugs are.
Malibu, yeah. Carmen Electra, it's all there.
That's all you need in life. Malibu and Carmen Electra.
That's all you need for a podcast. Yeah.
Really? You would listen to a podcast Malibu. That was just me and Carmen Electra talking about Malibu?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Every episode.
That would be amazing.
That'd be wonderful. Picking the brain of Carmen Electra.
About one subject.
The Electra.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Carmen.
Well, you could just keep unearthing historical facts about Malibu. It's a never-ending font, that Carmen.
Well, just don't let the dream die. That's what I'm telling you, man.
What was the dream?
The dream is to have a podcast.
That's not the dream.
Well, then what the hell is a dream?
I have a dream. To one day have enough money to buy a house.
Not rent.
And little black kids and little white kids playing together.
You want to buy them?
Yeah.
Listen here, man. All right, I got to stand up.
And white kids.
Buying black people has always been... Hurt.
I'm buying white people, too.
The dream of everyone.
You can rent them.
All I know is no Mexicans. You remember, right, guys? God. Romney, 2012.
Yeah. Well, California, you're going to have a problem there. That's where they all are.
Not in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you said that. That made me very uncomfortable.
Where they all are. You should be uncomfortable. They're all there.
No, I'm uncomfortable with you. They're fine.
They're fun. So
fine. Oh. Which is also not true.
And Jamie, you got one too, man. We've been trying to. I thought you
have a Mexican.
What kind of person
I lost
are you
it.
What'd you do with them? Are they really that small, man?
I went into the Aldi. And I was like, stay
mistake,
here.
Mistake number one.
You didn't even tie it?
Left him outside. I guess he found some new work.
Yeah, I was like, when I return the card, you get the quarter. And
you didn't tie it to a Mexican rack or anything?
I didn't have a tie.
I've heard of this story too many times. Should I get insurance for it?
I'm upset, but I'm going to be able to get another one.
Sure, I'm going to say it. Yeah.
I got a few in the prize closet if you want one.
Sure.
Yeah, next to the spunk loop, which you guys are taking home. I need to get rid of this. Seriously, if I don't get rid of it, then I'm not upholding my end of the bargain.
What, to force it on your guest?
Yeah.
That was part of the bargain?
Absolutely.
That was the deal you made with Satan?
Yeah, on Crossroads. I was on the Crossroads. Yeah.
On the edge of town.
Yeah, but I need to get rid of it. That's why you see Stephanie Haas has so many packages on her, or packs of it on her.
Yeah, and no
Wait,
one's
Satan
touching
Satan didn't
them.
Take your soul? He just wanted you to
distribute
voice.
Lube. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Lube that looks
Satan's
like
really, Satan's really lost it. Yeah. Really off his
he
game.
He has gone experimenting soft in his years.
You know, he's experimenting with new things. So I need to get rid of it. So Jamie, you
fuck like crazy.
Yeah, you got a couple of women in the bank.
Look, I go, I'm what you call an old coos hound.
Yeah. This much is true. You and I have hung out with old women before, and they were hitting
man.
On us and buying us drinks.
Oh boy, that crazy old bitch was something.
But the ladies never need lube.
With her murderous son who drove us home.
Yeah, you should have tapped that, man. Like you look older than I am, and so you're more sophisticated. You know.
I was frightened of like waking up and having her son stand over me with a semi-automatic gun.
That doesn't get you hard. That's the only way I can come.
Yeah.
I
need
didn't
a son
do it.
And a gun.
Oh God.
Sun gun.
Yeah, need a sun gun.
This fall.
coming this fall. Sons with guns.
Oh, man. We really need a lady on this show right now.
No.
Hi, I'm a lady.
Women hate this show.
I'm Junior doing a lady voice. I have to, when I post these shows, keep my mom off of them.
Are you serious?
She's hard to keep off of me.
She's a whore, we're saying.
I keep a lot of my family off my
we're
Facebook
calling your
posts.
Mother a whore is what we're
no,
doing right now. It's fun. It's good times.
Oh, well, now let's really hope she listens.
But she's a great whore.
She just had a birthday.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
She's like
Pam.
The best whore.
Miss Campbell.
Yeah.
She, her last name is Campbell,
it's,
too.
It's Fraley.
Fraley?
She's married to Ace Fraley.
Yeah. Wow. So the rumors aren't true about Ace. That's nice.
Ace Frehley.
Huh. That's a cute name. He must be the greatest stepfather ever.
He's all right. He's mostly focused on smoking his guitar.
Sure.
Does he wear the makeup like at family gatherings?
He doesn't like you to talk about it.
Is that Starman or the kitty cat?
It's Space Ace.
Yeah, but they're all from space.
But no, the kitty
no,
cat.
One's a
that's
kitty cat.
The cat,
Peter Chris.
The cat
right?
is Peter Chris.
Yeah. I'm a kitty cat. I'm a dude.
Now and then you get a replacement, like because Vinnie Vincent came in. He had a. Then there was Eric Carr who replaced Peter Chris. Lord. He was the Fox.
Do you really roll this deep on Kiss knowledge?
The darn
I know
goodness.
A lot of
Kiss. Are you a big Kiss fan?
You're amazing.
Oh yeah, I recently watched Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Yeah.
Which is a made-for-TV movie they did.
That they've tried to keep.
Oh, it's so
like the
bad.
Star Wars holiday special. Like,
right.
they've tried to keep people away from it
it's
as
the
much
worst
as possible.
Fucking thing in the world.
Didn't they do a Christmas special? Or was it just on Family Guy?
Just Family Guy. They've kind of made it up for that.
Fuck.
But Anthony Zerbe is in Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. Like, he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah, the Zerbster.
You know.
Yeah, great actor.
Wait, Zerbe? Serious? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I saw him on the Actors Studio the other night.
Yeah, they called Zerbe, it's one of his mistakes. He calls it a Zerbe Flurby. What he refers to the roles that he didn't want to take, but he took anyway. Zerbe Flurby? Hey, let's not talk about that one. That was a Zerbe Flurby. Daddy had to pay rent.
Oh, Zerbe Flurby.
Oh, man.
Is it nighttime yet?
It is time for plugs!
Oh, my God. Okay, cool.
Oh.
Plugs!
Hi.
You're listening to Rye Bread Radio, the last voice of reason in a sea of fools. And now, with these fools,
nice.
Akeem Lawrenson and the Rye Guys.
Okie doke. Plugs, Jamie.
Yes?
Yes.
Fritz.
Oh.
Got anything you want to plug?
I want to plug this fucking awesome new ska band I just got into. They have this, like, one guy, he doesn't even play an instrument. He just runs around and, like, dances like an asshole. But he's friends with the other guys. Really fun stuff. The Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, I want to plug them. I want to plug...
Cherry Popping?
I want to plug the Cherry Popping all the daddies. I'd like to plug all your daddies.
Cherry Popping Daddies is awful. That sounds terrible.
I'd like to plug Lube. Just all the lubes.
All types. Astroglide.
Yeah. Your anyone own jism. Anyone to masturbate with.
Spunk. Spunklube.com.
I'm on Twitter, James Fritz.
.com.
Jamie?
I am on Twitter as well, JamieCampbell79.
Oh, too late. The song is over. I'm just kidding.
What?
Continue. Go.
Come out to the Comedy Sports Theater. Every Monday night, we've got 100 Proof Comedy, which is a great stand-up showcase. We were named the city's best stand-up venue by the Reader.
Reader Awards are meaningless.
Hey, oh, well.
What?
Now I'm burning bridges.
Listen,
he is.
Here.
This is the guy that won the best stand-up award. Now he's rich.
I know, right?
Always.
These are the guys who won best podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Best musical podcast.
Best musical podcast.
It's because you play these hot jams.
Exactly. You better believe. Did you hear that?
But you didn't even
It was
win.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, motherfucker. Shit, they own. We are the only podcast in Chicago that plays Mighty Mighty Boss Tones when we're doing plugs.
Now Fritz is like,
I mean, that's not even true.
Now that Sherman Edwards has toppled the Fritz dynasty.
There's one podcast that plays Buck 09 while that's happening from the same era. They had a song that was on the radio once.
How'd it go? How'd it go? Sing a few bars.
Hey, look, I'm not getting paid for this.
You're not?
Nope.
Wait, am I not?
I'm getting paid in spunk, which is my normal. That's what my writer says.
That's great.
Yep. So 100 Proof Comedy on Mondays at Comedy Sports. But seriously, Fridays at midnight there, which is also by us. We do a podcast.
Yeah. Did my episode ever come out or no?
No, they fucked up. I meant to let you know.
Oh, great, because I totally crushed that interview.
Dude, you did. It was really fun to watch.
I'm glad that's not out. Thanks.
Well,
awesome.
Shit.
Awesome way to spend my time. Thanks.
Well, I'm
running a real type operation.
I hope you enjoyed your drink ticket. See, that's why you got to come out live. That happens. And The Annoyance. I'm in their house ensemble there. Go check out anything in the Annoyance Theater.
And go to JamieCampbellComedy.com.
JamieCampbellComedy.com. I do have an OkCupid profile.
Nice, man. So do I. You know how much... Oh, I got to bring something up for y'all to see, man. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, shit.
Man.
You know I do what I do. I want to talk like this. I think you might be one of my quiver matches.
Oh, there's this woman that wants to have sex on October the 12th. And she likes, she only wants BBCs. I don't know if that's...
What's that
big
mean?
Big black cocks.
I sent her a message and she wrote me this long thing.
Has she seen
you? Yeah,
when
of course.
You're black, that's the only thing you got.
Oh.
You're not big.
Dude, all right, I'm going
to... Oh, she wants you to fuck her while her boyfriend's there?
No, she cares about the cock, not the...
Right here. A used Magnum condom right next to the spunk lube.
Please don't shove that in my
Don't
face.
Ask me why those two things
anyone
are next
can,
to
anyone
each
Anyone can open a condom and leave it on the ground so people think they have a giant cock.
I don't know why this
you
is here,
You put the
actually.
Condom back in the wrapper?
Of course.
Sorry that I care about
I like,
the environment,
I like
Jamie.
To recycle. But this
you
woman,
really should only use them once. So.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Well, she wants to do a DP.
Lube is still good.
Yeah.
No, I meant the condom, dummy.
The lube is way worse.
The lube on the condom.
Reusing lube.
Oh, she's online now.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, this show.
She looks crazy.
Essentially, there. Remember.
I mean,
so,
nice.
Senator
crazy
Jamie
nice.
Campbell comedy.
No, she's crazy. She wants to have sex and she wants to record it. So right here it says, I should message her Friday, October 12th at 8 p.m. at a hotel. I already booked off Jackson CTA stop in the loop. The room is non-refundable, blah, 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 blah. If you are interested in your message, include your name, number, your size. Be honest. It's obvious if you're lying. She's talking about penis size.
Oh.
I thought it was shirt sizes. I thought it was like free t-shirts.
I'm a husky man.
Yeah. T-shirt cannon.
So I want you guys to, if you guys have OkCupid.
Is there pussy pre-shrunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I use your condom?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Well, of course, dude. I'll just clean it out.
All right, good.
I got some Purell. What?
Yeah, was, oh, you know my buddy Purell?
Yeah.
Oh, Purell, tight, man.
So I want you all to message her. Her username is Zero.
Zeros and ones.
Is she into Dussy play?
Yeah. You're the only man that has that, you know?
You bring more out there.
Yeah.
Really? Is it a growing community?
And she speaks Hebrew okay, it says.
Oh, that's good.
So good for her.
Yeah, you're a Jewish man, right, Jamie?
No, but I'll do one. Like, I'll play a... I'll do a Jewish character if that's what she needs.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. So everyone... And I know, James, you have an account, too, an OkCupid account.
Nope.
Yeah, so can you...
Nope.
Please message...
I don't.
Can I create...
Am I supposed to say yes for the bit?
There is no bit here.
Yes and?
There is no bit here.
I don't have an OkCupid. What kind of person do you think I am?
Why would you not? I'm
a 34-year-old adult. I meet people like normal people do.
What? How is that? See, at bars?
After I get off the stage from headlining in a comedy club. Duh.
Yeah.
So only at places that you're performing, you meet these
wayward
women?
Out.
What do you mean out? How do you meet
a
woman?
In the fucking world.
How?
You go around, you say hi. Yeah.
Teach me your ways. What do you mean? How is that possible? You can't just go up to a woman and say, hey, lady, how you
doing? You
know
how you meet people? You don't sit at home podcasting all the time. You got to get out there and live, buddy.
Okay.
Be the California raisin you want to be. Get out there.
That's
dance.
Racist,
spin around.
Man.
Wear white gloves. Do it all.
I've been wasting my life.
Oh man. Well, thank you for that sound advice. This is my only.
Or you know, go online and fuck strange pussy. I don't know.
Who want gangbangs and big black cocks? Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. Been my route. I don't know.
I'd like to be the guy shows up with a big black cock gangbang and just like, just give me 5 minutes to give you my pitch.
Her boyfriend will be there.
I know what you're thinking.
Just wait till you see this.
No, I just want a shot, coach. Put me in.
No, I got a black magic marker.
I've drawn onto my dick one of those seeing the 3D eye kind of art photos.
You got to stare
at it. And if you stare at it for a while, you'll see a big black dick.
You see the dinosaur.
Look, I got a family member with cancer right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. The doctors say this is the only way they're going to make it through.
Okay, you can't fuck me, but you can come in my butthole. Oh.
That's what she said, too. I don't know if you were reading her profile.
Oh, well, I know her.
You do?
Yeah, in real life. I met her in a bar.
She was at Yaxies.
Yaxies.
Well, I want to thank our guests for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you.
We've reached our limit.
On the internet? We filled up, that's it. We filled up the internet.
We reached our bandwidth limit. And what's with the first off, before we end the show, what's with the Yoko Ono glasses, James?
I don't know. They're just sunglasses I found. Everything's not a statement, all right?
You know who had a lot of bandwidth? That blues traveler.
This guy is amazing. Jamie, thank you for doing it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You know why the blues traveler? The buffet brings you back.
The buffet brings
that doesn't even work.
Good, well, no. James Fritz, thank you. You will be missed.
Wait, I gotta nail this blues. I gotta nail.
You gotta get another one.
I gotta get a good blues traveler joke in. Oh, man. More like
suck it in, suck it in, suck it in.
John
suck
Popper.
It in. Oh, like his
because yeah, he's sucking.
He's
a
big man. More like John, have a poppy seed bagel every now and then instead of a pound of pancakes.
More like John Whopper, am I right?
Oh, you're good.
He had the gastric bypass.
Yeah. And then that bypassed him and he got fat again.
They don't work. They don't work. I've known people.
You got to change your lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle change. It's not a quick fix.
Yeah, no quick fix.
Lisa Lampanelli just got that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah.
Oh, God. I think it's over.
This is the end of the show. I want to thank our guests again for doing this. Jamie, thank you for this. This was amazing.
Thanks for having me.
I love you both. And you will be missed, James.
Thanks.
Sorry, I know you don't believe me, but I mean it.
No, that's very sweet. Everyone's been very nice to me. It's been overwhelming.
Well, thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
So, of course, for Jamie and Jamie, I'm Akeem. For Brian Sweeney, Todd, I'm Akeem. And, of course, for Akeem, I'm Akeem. And this has been Rye Bird Radio. This episode's officially toast. Take care, guys. We'll see you next time. Rap, radio, rap, radio, oh, oh.
Radio.